deadly ride collapse.
Two people flying out of seats. It was crazy.
Military transgender ban sparks outrage.
Say!
Vacation destination on the rocks.
Going to Mexico? A warning about drinking deep alcohol.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, a night of fun turned tragic in a split second at the Ohio State Fair when a ride called the Fireball, which swings and spins people, came apart about 40 feet off the ground. One person was killed, seven injured. CBS's Adriana Diaz is in Columbus.
Dramatic amateur video shows a row of seats from the pendulum-style thrill ride appearing to detach from its housing. With the sound of the crash stunning onlookers, at least two people were thrown from the ride.
I heard a girl scream help, and I look over and I seen something fly out. And then I seen it slap to the ground.
Go ahead, back up a little bit.
First responders and witnesses rushed to help the victims, who were scattered across the ground.
Multiple passengers were ejected at high speed with high energy, many feet, at least 20 or 30, if not more, into the air, and then crashed at a significant distance from the ride.
The Ohio State Fair is one of the nation's largest, with hundreds of thousands of visitors each year. Ohio Governor John Kasich ordered all rides shut down after the malfunction.
This is the worst tragedy in the history of the fair. But we'll recover from this as well.
Both law enforcement and the Department of Agriculture are investigating the cause of Wednesday's incident, but say the Fireball passed inspection.
All rides are now being inspected there. Now to Washington, where the focus is on the U.S. Senate and the struggle over health care. The latest live from CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
The Senate will vote later today on more amendments to the Obamacare repeal measure. Yesterday, the so-called repeal and delay effort, with its promise to replace Obamacare within 2 years, failed. Seven Republicans voted against it. Exactly what will happen next today and in the coming days isn't clear, but there is momentum behind what's being called skinny repeal. That would be a bare-bones measure, picking off one or two pieces of the Affordable Care Act, leaving the Medicaid expansion alone. Now, this would enable Senate leaders, if it passes, to take a bill to a conference committee with the House where negotiations would continue. Last night, a bipartisan group of 10 governors, half of them Republicans, urged the Senate to drop what they call a flawed bill and work with them on a compromise. Steve?
Alabama Congressman Mo Brooks, one of nine candidates looking to take the U.S. Senate seat, once held by now Attorney General Jeff Sessions, has proposed all dropouts to clear the way for Sessions to get his job back this fall if President Trump fires him. Sessions is off to El Salvador for an event on gang violence. In some big cities, there were protests last night over President Trump's plan to ban transgender people from military service.
Transgender rights are human rights.
Yeah. There's also been backlash from top figures in both political parties and questions about what it means for people in the service who are transgender. CBS's Nancy Cordes says the move may have been a response to some discussions that had taken place in Congress.
Leadership sources tell CBS News that during a debate on military spending, House Republicans asked the White House for guidance and support on an amendment put forth by Missouri Republican Vicky Hartzler. Hartzler's amendment proposed blocking the use of taxpayer money for transgender surgery for service members. Now, Republicans, keep in mind, were not asking for a total ban on transgender people in the military, which is why the president's announcement came totally out of the blue.
And as it turned out, that amendment to block transgender funding failed. New White House Communications Director Anthony Scaramucci says he'll contact investigators over what he calls the illegal leak of his financial disclosure form. Last night he told Fox News,
I know I'm in a cesspool called Washington or a swamp called Washington, so it'll be virtually impossible to get rid of every leak. But I think we can take dramatic steps to get rid of leaks.
Scaramucci deleted a tweet that seemed to point blame at Chief of Staff Reince Priebus by including his Twitter handle. Going to Mexico? Don't drink the water is what they say. Now there's some new advice about the alcohol. Live to CBS's Jim Taylor.
If you like piña coladas or margaritas by the pool, an official warning from the U.S. State Department. Tainted alcohol served at popular tourist resorts in Mexico, causing drinkers to become sick or pass out. CBS News travel editor Peter Greenberg says go ahead and go to Mexico, but
make sure that when you order something, it comes in a sealed bottle or a closed can.
or BYO.
State Department warning advises tourists to drink in moderation. If you do get sick, contact the U.S. Embassy. Steve?
When it comes to binge drinking, a new study finds it's dropping among college students since 2008. Ralph Hingson did the analysis at the National Institute on Alcohol Abuse.
For years, the percentage of college students who engage in binge drinking had either been stable or had been increasing. In this study, for the first time, we saw the numbers start to come down.
Overseas, CBS's Robert Berger has the latest on a controversy at a Mideast holy site.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas called on Muslims to return to prayers at the Mosque of Al-Aqsa here in Jerusalem, the site Jews call the Temple Mount. He spoke after Israel removed the last remaining security measures that sparked Palestinian riots. Israel hopes to restore calm, but the big test comes tomorrow when tens of thousands of Palestinians will come to the mosque for Friday prayers. Robert Berger, CBS News, Jerusalem.
In Vanity Fair, Angelina Jolie reveals she developed high blood pressure and Bell's palsy last year. Bell's palsy causes facial paralysis. She says she's since recovered from that. In the last few years, she's had a double mastectomy and her ovaries removed because of genetics that raise her cancer risk. One of the great and unique voices of television has died.
Now, I can fly!
Oop! Oh boy, Rocky!
June Foray, the voice of Rocky the Flying Squirrel, has died. She was 99 years old. A Los Angeles jury has ruled on a musical case, saying Michael Jackson's estate has to pay more than $9 million to producer Quincy Jones. Royalties and production fees for Billie Jean, Thriller, and other hits. Jones was seeking more than $30 million. Dating apps gather a lot of information to help make a match. CBS's Jim Shenavy has a story of love and hate.
It's called Hater, a dating app that matches couples based on their shared hatred of things. Well, now Hater has compiled data on what its users hate most by state. For instance, in Georgia, they hate tuna salad most. Polo shirts will get you in trouble in New Mexico. In Vermont, they hate waiting in line. Some of the hatreds can be easily explained. People in Massachusetts hate New York Giants quarterback Eli Manning. But others are more unusual, like do New Yorkers really hate Times Square? Also on the hate list, money clips in Pennsylvania and jellyfish in New Jersey. Jim Shenavy, CBS News.
Last year, the Chicago Cubs, of course, broke a long dry spell winning the World Series. The win was 9 months ago. And now Chicago hospitals report a baby boom. One couple thinking about Wrigley Field's outfield wall named their daughter Ivy. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.